Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. This is a trippy story. A 42-year-old guy, his name is Daniel. He works as a salesman at a Chevy dealership in Tennessee. Last month, he sold a truck to a guy. And then a few weeks ago, that guy brought the truck in for service. Daniel offered to give him a ride home. And when they got in the car, Daniel kidnapped the guy, threatened to kill him, and made him take out $200,000 from the bank, and then forced him to smoke crack.
What? I mean, that's the luxury treatment you get when you buy a car from Cracky's Car Emporium.
Yeah, that is service after the sale right there. Wow, then he fled with the cash. The FBI was able to track Daniel down over the weekend in Texas. He's facing charges for kidnapping, bank robbery, and extortion. Wow.
What the hell? Apparently the guy, the victim, he received a large financial settlement because of an on-the-job accident that left him paralyzed on one side, and also one of his legs had to be amputated. So do you think this salesperson
must have known,
did some research and said, Oh crap, this guy's got money. And he's probably, as awful as it sounds, he maybe thought it was an easy person to...
Dude, he sold a truck to him. So, yeah, there was probably conversations about what happened to you, what's going on.
What a jerk.
Yeah, dude, that's just nuts. And he brings it back in. And, this guy is as vulnerable as you can be. I mean, he's got no leg. He's partially paralyzed. And good old Daniel, like a true American...
Did this guy not think that he would get caught at some point? Someone would be able to put two and two together that he's the jacket, you know?
Do you think he forced him to smoke crack to make it look like that the dude was out of his mind and lost his own money, like, and blew his money on drugs, therefore they wouldn't come after him? Because I don't know, the smoking crack part is just so weird to me.
Maybe just a real, really believes in the merits of smoking crack. It was just like, you just need to try it, sir.
Yeah, you know what? This is going to suck for you, sir. Your life has already had a tough thing. I've just stolen $200,000 from you. I've kidnapped you. But if you smoke a little crack, it'll make it all better.
Maybe he's a crack dealer and he was hoping that he could also get a sale that way.
You're right.
Dude, I don't know, man. Yeah. That sounds really weird. Obviously, this guy's a little out there because he's doing all this stuff and maybe he was on crack.
Wow.
And you're a crack smoking buddy.
Again, my brain doesn't know how you can do that to a person. I just don't know how you go from 0 to 60 like that. You know, I'm going to see a person that's really got, some maladies in his life, and I'm going to steal from him and be this guy. How do you go from there to there? Wow. It's a good old Daniel. I think Daniel probably has a crack problem himself.
Do you think maybe the guy was just all an elaborate hoax? He's just already a crack guy, and he just made up the whole kidnapping thing.
Conspiracy
theory.
The Justin Smollett of crack smoking, is that what you're thinking of, right? Okay. Maybe.
I don't know. A lot of stories of the day, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. Hey, I don't know if you know this, but April 20th is around the corner, Steve.
No way.
Yeah. For Twomp.
Still think the greatest thing is the, was it Emerald Queen Casino? They locked in Cheech and Chong on April 20th.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's a great job.
I mean, do you think your rates go up if you're Cheech and Chong, right?
You've got to be. Yeah, you've got to have a special 420 rate.
I would say what? Cheech and Chong, Snoop Dogg, 311, Afro Man.
Yes.
Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson.
Yeah. Doug Benson.
Sublime with Rome.
Sublime, sure. I mean, each on different levels of success, but I would imagine all of them jack up their price.
Yeah.
Who's that band? Dirty Heads. They're a big stoner band, too.
Okay.
If you want us to play on April 20th, you got to pay a little bit more than you would have to pay to get us to play on April 19th.
I agree.
I would.
Yeah. There's probably bidding wars for a lot of those guys, too.
I wouldn't be surprised, Rev.
Yeah, you think
it's,
like,
it's brilliant to have Cheech and Chong anywhere on 420.
Yeah, where's Snoop Dogg playing on April 20th? I bet he's playing somewhere.
He's got to be as well. I mean, again, if you want to make some bank, I wonder if some private rich guy would have Snoop Dogg show up.
Bro, that would be. Yeah. If I had the money, you know, if you're like a multi millionaire, like talking Bill Gates, I would get all those dudes.
Yeah.
So Snoop Dogg, every year he does the Mary Jane's Wellness Retreat. And this year it's going to be with 2 Chainz in Utah, which is interesting.
Odd.
Yeah. Last year he was here with Migos.
I thought that was the case.
Yeah. I ended up going to that show. That was interesting.
So the Wellness Retreat, meaning what? Is it sort of like just a show? Or
it's just a concert. Okay. They're just calling it the 420 Wellness Retreat.
Yeah, good job.
I'm looking at that too, but it also says April 20th, Snoop Dogg in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing he's flying out to Vegas night.
Yeah, when he was doing the shows out here, he did a show the night before in Colorado, flew out here to do the show, and then right after that show, because he was the opening act, literally flew out that night to go play in Salem that same night.
He's double dipping.
Yeah.
He's a genius.
Yeah, he was making so much money.
In Salt Lake City, he's performing at 7 p.m., but then in Vegas, he's performing at 11 p.m.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's how he does it.
Brilliant. Does like an hour set, jumps on his little, you know, pop plane, gets on over there. In Vegas, it's legal to buy weed.
Yeah. And his shows are amazing.
Wow. I've seen him a couple times. He is great.
He just goes up there with like strippers, and it's just him hanging out with all of his friends.
So he says strippers. They once saw Cheech and Chong at the Little Creek back maybe a year or so back on April 20th, and there was a munchie bar.
That perfect.
So I'm saying what 311 is. 311 is a band that's very stoner friendly.
Yeah,
like songs called like all about like hydroponic weed and things along those lines.
People don't know 311,
dude. If you're, honestly, I would imagine if you're in your 20s, there's a very good chance that 311's not on your radar.
Man, it's another reason why I'm old.
Yeah, dude. It's sad to think when moments like this happen, you realize how old you really are.
They've been around forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 311's one of those bands. Like, you know how those bands do those tours. The cruise ships.
Yeah.
And I love a lot of bands, but there's some bands I'm like, I don't want to be on a cruise ship. I wouldn't be able to convince like my wife to go.
Yeah.
Like Kiss or like the thrash metal cruise fest that's happening or something. But 311 would be one of those cruise. The 311 cruise makes sense because you're going to get a lot of people, both male and female, at one of those.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and everyone's going to be chill.
Yeah, oh, very chill.
Yeah, so that's also nice because you really want to be chill on a cruise.
Although all-inclusive might screw them over.
Oh, you're right.
Just nonstop eating.
They make sure they have double the buffet.
Someone says that someone doesn't know who 311 is, my life is over.
Yeah, right?
I know, dude. That's just how it is. I'm that way about The Matrix. There are people that do not know that movie, and my brain goes, are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. Everybody knows The Matrix, but not everybody does. The youngins don't know it.
Nope. That's a good movie to watch on April 20th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Blow your mind.
So I love that there are businesses really getting in on this. That, you know, marijuana is becoming more mainstream, that you got more businesses saying, we're just going to really double down on this holiday.
Okay.
This unofficial 420 holiday. Carl's Jr., of course, is offering a cheeseburger at a location in Denver that's infused with CBD, which is that oil that comes from hemp.
Get stoned, watch Carl's Jr. commercials.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
there you go.
That's always a lot of fun. So they have a CBD burger?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Which, I mean, you know, how cool could I have a tasty burger and it would also give me the positive effects of CBD?
Right, because that's not going to get you stoned or anything like
that.
It
might help your, aches and pains.
Yeah.
Eating a burger makes my aches and pains go away? Yes.
Well, I like to rub a hamburger on my arm because of my shoulder pains.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Like a topical CBD oil. So now I'm putting the two together.
It's just weird that you do it fully naked at work.
Why do you think we like to watch them?
Well, it's the oils. I got to get it right onto the skin.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, do what you got to do.
Rubs the burgers into the skins.
Wow.
Yeah. Pizza Hut is targeting the stoner market by offering their Hershey's triple chocolate brownies for $4.20 on Saturday.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They're not weed brownies, but still, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, they're the after weed brownies.
Bring your own weed.
Dude, that is crazy. I mean, Pizza Hut's and also Carl's, but Pizza Hut's like a major national chain.
Yeah.
And they're acknowledging pop culture is That's so cool.
Dude, we're getting better. I mean, I talked about it last week that Oreo Cookies has a Game of Thrones feature cookies, and that show has got salacious content on it, and yet Oreo says, it doesn't matter. This is a popular show. We're going to be part of it. And I agree with you, Steve. It's great that pot's become so mainstream, which is why I'm really upset. I mean, locally, some politicians are trying to basically let people off the hook that have pot-related crimes because they're like, pot's not illegal anymore. Why are we letting these people have this on their record that could ruin their lives? There are other politicians that still are saying, no, we need to throw the book at these people. And it's like, why? Why can we stop this and focus on other things? Pot's fine. We all agree it's fine. Why would you put people in jail over this anymore? We all agree that it's not a crime and probably shouldn't have been.
I'm looking at the burger is $4.20 as well.
Oh, of course it is.
That was pretty awesome. And I don't know if you've seen the 420 brownie, but
whoa!
It looks,
I want that right now.
Not even stoned.
No, dude. See, they make those pictures look good. It's probably made out of like linoleum. You know how they always make the pictures look better?
Yes, they made the brownie out of linoleum.
You know how they do that? Like the food we see is really not made of the stuff.
Carved out
like
of
motor
stone.
Oil instead of caramel. And
I'm shocked though. Jack in the Box isn't doing anything because I mean I feel like their late night munchie thing. I guess every night is 420.
That's the
for
thing.
Them.
Yeah, Jack in the Box is always on the 420. Man.
Yeah,
Lyft is offering $4.20 rides in a lot of major cities,
including Seattle.
That's really awesome.
Yeah, the code that you use is 420SEA19.
Nice.
Now,
Jack in the Box, like you say, should be doing something, but we feel like, well, they do something every day. Smaller restaurant chains like Condado Tacos, Wing Zone, Hop Daddy, Skinny Fats, and Dos Toros are also offering up 420 deals.
Genius.
So,
these guys are all geniuses. Yeah.
So it really is becoming mainstream, and I really just, you know, I just wish the rest of the world would catch up, or at least the rest of the country would catch up. And I don't want this to be a political battle anymore. We all think that weed, like alcohol, is something when used in moderation is cool. Can we just all agree on that and stop being idiots and take our money and focus on real crime and not this? Thank you.
I do. I definitely agree with you. I don't understand why it's still legal in some places, but I do have to give some of the cops credit. There's a couple I've seen on Instagram and Facebook where they'll set up traps where they put a bunch of like Cheetos, and video games, and Mountain Dew. And then the cops hanging out there with like a giant fishing net or butterfly net. Just like, hey, we're setting up traps.
Happy 420.
I'm like, okay, that's kind of cute.
That is, you know, that is a roadblock stop, whatever they call those, you know, those stops where they do for drunk driving. I would definitely be happy. Nobody wants to stop.
I'd stop for those Doritos.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Nobody wants to stop at a drunk driving stop because if you're even concerned like you had a beverage that night, even if it's just one. But I would love to stop for a Dorito stop. I'd be like, yeah, check me for weed right now. I want them Doritos.
Somebody said, don't forget Cypress Hill, another great band that would be on for. If you're putting together a 420 festival,
we've done it.
What's that?
We've named all the bands, and Cypress Hill is part of it. Yeah, who else would you put in?
Cottonmouth Kings.
Cottonmouth Kings are awesome.
Yeah.
The drummer's got like this giant motorcycle drum throne that works with his drums.
Yeah.
So he looks like he's riding like a hog while just on the drums. It's pretty sweet.
You got to put Ziggy in there, right?
Ziggy Marley?
Yeah,
I guess you could.
I mean, that Rasta culture.
Get the Wailers. They still do stuff. I saw them at Summer Meltdown. That was a lot of fun.
Michael Franti and Spearhead.
For your festival, sure.
Well, I mean, you're talking about pop culture. You guys are old school.
Fish and like Grateful Dead and that sort of stuff.
Well, yeah, but aren't they more than just pot, those guys?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit of acid and other stuff, too, yeah.
But see, where Rasta was about the ganj, man.
Sure.
And yeah, so, I mean, we got to have them in there. They're old school. They were the Orridge.
That's fine. You could put them in there. You're Orridge.
The Orridge.
They were the Orridge, baby.
I think I'm looking more. I like the Cottonmouth Kings, 311. Wow. A little more upbeat, rocking kind of stuff.
Oh, Michael Flack.
Black Crows. Right, I would throw the Black Crows in there.
Yeah.
Were they a stoner band? I don't think I realized that.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I didn't know they were a stoner band. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Okay.
I googled stoner bands, and one of them, I don't know if you would consider it Queens of the Stone Age.
That's what I was about to say. Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
It's in the name. Stone Age.
Especially, I mean, that's stoner rock.
Okay.
Caius, the band before Queens of the Stone Age, they were known as stoner metal.
So we got a good show. We got a good lineup, Steve.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Stoner Fest.
Let's book it.
Yeah. We'll call it Stone in the Grass.
Slightly Stupid. That's another one. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Slightly Stupid.
Not,
yeah, those guys are
Stone
good.
In the Grass. Smoke in the Grass.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Smoke in the Grass.
You know what?
Smoke in the Grass.
You know what? None of my ideas are working. Steve,
no.
You're ruining my buzz, brother.
Your ideas are fine, man. You're a Ridge band. We'll have the Ridge stage that you can hang out on.
I want the Ridge stage.
Okay.
The OG stage.
Mastodon is at least on this list. I love Mastodon.
The thing is, every band's a great stoner band when you're stoned.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess a tool. At that point, you got to bring in a tool,
yes.
Right?
I don't know if I have this kind of money, BJ.
Yeah, you're right.
they come in high dollars.
Yeah. Well, if we tell Maynard, we'll talk wine. We'll talk wine with him, and that'll be his price.
So it says Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
And the festival can be emceed by Woody Harrelson.
Oh, right.
I mean, this is just like, what is the big, the hell's the big weed show that happens every year?
Here. Oh, yeah, yeah, the Cannabis Festival, yeah.
What the hell is it?
Hemp Fest.
Thank you.
Wow, Steve, like, are you stoned?
Yeah,
I think I was like, what are you trying to say here?
I was stoned, too, because yeah. I couldn't think of it either. I'm like, Cannabis Fest.
It's like the show here. About? I'm like, yeah, at the station, right?
Hey, man.
Doobie Brothers, they could be on the Ridge stage.
The Ridge.
You know, they ain't related, but they do be brothers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Go home.
That's a great one. It's a
that was bad.
Oh, you know.
I never heard it before. I enjoyed it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Okay. Oof. You're right. I forgot about the Doobie Brothers. So, I mean, that again, it's in their name. Yeah. So, nice.
Nice.
I mean, really.
Stoner Fest.
I just want the snacks right now is really what I want. I want that brownie right now.
So he says, do it at Gasworks Park and call it Smoke on the Water.
Nice.
Okay, I like Smoke on the Water. That is a good name for a show.
Oh, so he says, High on Fire. They're a great metal band. Yeah, I would agree. They'd be in my list, too.
Okay. All right, then. We got a show. We just got to put it together.
We just need the money.
Trouble is when you're high, you really don't have the initiative or the drive to want to do anything. So we're going to have to get somebody who's not high to put this together.
I think for me, the greatest 420 celebration I ever did was having that house party many, many, many years
ago. That was awesome.
April 20th. And I called it a potluck. Mm-hmm. And what it meant is you either brought food or you brought weed.
Yeah, my wife wasn't stoned enough because she was pissed because I liked the macaroni and cheese made by somebody else at your party more than because I was because again, you know, and I try to tell my wife, honey, it's a stoner party. Any food tastes amazing when you're feeling a little bit of that, you know, and she was done.
Yeah, because everybody was smoking weed. People were there just drinking. I mean, there was like the living room was definitely the stoner area because nobody was getting up. But the highlight was Grant Wistrom, who just retired from the Seahawks, came to the party.
That was fun.
And he showed up with a six pack and a bag of peanuts.
Which, by the way, was the greatest. I'm like, that was you just see him walk in, you're going, okay, this is how, you know what? He brought his party, a six pack and a bag of peanuts.
He was the first to show up, which I thought was pretty impressive. And I remember him showing up. We had a six-pack of Budweiser and a bag of peanuts. And I looked down and go, wow. And I was already kind of out there. And I'm just
maybe.
Like, bro, you're like a millionaire, and that's all you brought?
Yeah. Steve basically potluck-shamed Grant Wistrom. That was really...
You couldn't stop laughing. It was a good time.
Dude, that was a good time. That
was the UFC fight that night as well. So it was just like a bunch of stoners watching UFC. And
that was good stuff.
We deep fried Twinkies and Ding Dongs.
We did.
The Twinkies were great. The Ding Dongs, not so much.
Which it still seemed like a genius idea. I'd try it again.
Yeah. Me and Thrill forgot that we were deep frying Twinkies and went outside just to BS.
Uh-oh.
Came back and they were just charred black.
Yeah. Putting you two in charge of that task may not have been the smartest.
We got 2 days. We could do this in 2019. It sounds amazing.
Okay. First ever.
Can we deep fry Ding Dongs and Twinkies on my party bus for my bachelor party?
I think a deep fryer in a party bus is a recipe for disaster, sir.
No, this is an outlet. We can make it happen.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, let's do it.
Here we go.
And by the way, I'm having a bachelor party because I never had one. I'm not getting married again. It's just I never had one when I originally got married 100 years ago, and so we're doing it now.
I love how you need this disclaimer every single time.
Because I get emails every time. What happened? Or, you know what I love is the smartasses. I knew it. As soon as she moved to California, her marriage was over.
Wow. Jump to conclusion much?
Yeah, exactly. So that's why it's like, I don't want to talk to you people.
Oh, Rolando just messaged us on Facebook. He said, what about Green Day? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Weren't they called High Children before Green Day?
I have no idea.
If Danny doesn't know that, you're fired.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know.
What?
I remember the original.
You know everything about Green Day.
Bye.
I thought they were called High Children.
Dude, if you're right about this, it's Danny.
Sweet Children.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, close enough.
Still, you didn't know, Danny.
I didn't. I can't remember.
Okay. I'm afraid he's no longer our expert.
Sweet Children.
The only reason we hired Danny was because of his knowledge of Green Day.
It's true.
Yeah. High Children does sound kind of weird.
Actually, I like the name High Children. Someone needs to take that.
High Children.
Well, yeah, if you say it like that, it's
depends
weird.
On how you spell it.
Yeah. All right, I have a question. How much me time do you think, and I'm doing the air quotes, by the way, with me time. How much me time do you think the average person gets in a day? Well, you know me. I've got that info. I'm going to tell you at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. got a new survey about the average person, and they are saying they only get about 43 minutes of me time a day. Now, I first thought this was about...
I only need like 2-3 minutes.
Yeah, that's what I...
thumbnail.
That's what I thought. But I guess they're actually talking about just time to yourself.
Quality time.
Not actually solo
Wait,
thumbnail
that's not
action.
Quality time?
It is.
Yeah. Okay.
I really thought that's what it meant, though. So as I read the article more, I'm like, oh, no, they're not talking about anything sexual.
Get your mind out of the gutter, BJ. This is not the type of people you're hanging out with. We don't think like that.
So basically only 5 hours a week of me time. And I'm assuming that that is not enough.
I got to imagine that has to be because kids are involved.
Well,
wouldn't you consider board gaming me time? I guess you're with other people.
No, that's the thing. I think they're really talking about solo time, just time to yourself, because there is something to be said about just you being by yourself. There's just a level, I guess, of maybe relaxation, quiet, that you just wouldn't get. Even when I play my board games, I love them. But, you know, sometimes it's like the stimulation. It's good to just say to not have a day of doing nothing.
I think maybe we're in a fortunate position because of our jobs. We're in, maybe anybody who works like a super early shift. And then, like, their significant other doesn't. Because, really, from the moment I get home, maybe 2, 3 in the afternoon, until the moment my wife gets home around 5:36, that's all me time.
Yeah.
I'm just chilling. I mean, maybe I'm taking a nap. Oh, Lulu's there. So, really, I guess it's not technically just me time.
She doesn't count, like, as a being that really sucks energy from you. Doesn't? I mean, I feel like she's part of the quality alone time.
She likes to cuddle.
Yeah.
But then she'll demand a belly rub, and then it's really her time.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, same thing with Frank and Carl.
Okay,
never alone when you've got pets.
Yeah, but they hate you.
Don't hate me. I know what you're going to say there.
Yeah, they do.
No.
They don't.
They love me.
And I think, actually, yeah, cats ruin people's lives, so you really don't need to have them in there.
Someone says, I start work before 5. My girlfriend works 9 to 5. I get like 5 hours alone every day. I love it.
That's about the same for me. Yeah. I feel like I get home around 11 or something, and my girlfriend usually doesn't get off till about 7:30. And so that's all me. I mean, except for like FaceTiming Lily for an hour, but that's a good like 7 hours.
The average guy... Now, granted, look, we understand there are exceptions to every rule, but the average guy has less words to use in the day than the average woman. So if you're in a heterosexual relationship, or if you're in a relationship where one person just doesn't talk as much as the other, that me time is so important, because you know you got to rest up for when Wordy McWorterstein comes home and just starts flooding you with all the words.
Yo, yeah, there's times where my wife comes home and she's excited to talk and I'm just staring at her. And then she realizes, like, she's like, you're all talked out, aren't you? I'm like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do for a living, I mean, we talk more than any human being really should talk anyway.
Yeah, I'm drained by the end of the day.
Yeah.
As far as just like, that's why I always feel bad when any of my friends call me on the phone. I just don't even answer. And then they'll text me and I'll text them right back. And they're like, why'd you text? I'm like, I don't feel like talking. I'm sorry, dude. I just don't have it in me.
Yeah.
It's funny because I used to be that kind of person who wanted to constantly be with people, constantly be talking to people. But as I've gotten older, maybe it's because I've lived on my own. Like, I lived in a place with a bunch of roommates, but they were always gone when I was home. So I had a lot of alone time. So I had to learn to be alone, and I love it. I wouldn't give it up for anything now.
So we're looking at the things. Okay, fine. We all agree that this is a thing we should be doing, getting alone time. And Steve, you thought, was it kids getting in the way? Is that why we don't have as much alone time?
Well, because the texter brought up a good point, saying the only me time I get depends on how long I'm pooping. And even then, I have a 3-year-old that'll walk in and want to bother me.
Yeah, see, I don't know how that changed. You never bothered Dad when he was on the toilet. I grew up with that. We knew that was his private time. He'd take the paper, go in the bathroom, he'd be done. You couldn't bother him.
That's another thing with cats, man. They'll just come into that bathroom and then jump into your pants.
My father didn't have any tolerance for the animals doing that either. I'm in the bathroom, I've got my paper, leave me the F alone.
Really?
That was the rule of the house.
See, we wouldn't even go anywhere near my dad because he was blowing it up there. Nobody wanted to deal with that.
That, I think, was the strategy.
But he was gone for an hour.
Yeah.
And sometimes, I'm not even kidding, like, he'd be gone, and then all of a sudden he comes back down. Now he's in his comfortable clothes. And it's just like, whoa, okay, I forgot you were even home, Dad.
Yeah, and that's you know, especially if you grew up in a small house. We only had a one-bathroom house, mm-hmm. and it was a small joint. The living room wasn't that big. The kitchen wasn't that big. And so, you know, the bathroom was the only place you could go. That and the tool shed. But in the winter, you don't go in the tool shed. So, yeah, bathroom was his haven. And kids are the number five reason. There's five reasons that people are not getting enough me time. Kids, actually, number five, which means there's four things above that.
Wow.
Yeah, that are keeping people from getting the amount of alone time that you need just to power down and sort of just chill out and get back to your own rhythm.
So he says, I used to like traffic. Actually, a few people are wondering, is traffic considered as me time? One person says, I like traffic. That was my alone time, listening to music. Steve probably understands. I absolutely do. Sometimes I do look forward, not traffic, but I don't mind the 40-minute drive because it's like time for me to catch up on some new records, or maybe there's an interview I want to listen to in the world of wrestling, or, you know, just some random stuff. Like, even yesterday, I was excited when I got in my car, the Russell Wilson press conference started. And I was, like, on my phone right before I got on the road, and I was, like, just checking. I was, like, oh, cool. So I just plugged in my phone and listened to the Twitter press conference because they had it on Seahawks Twitter page, not watching it, but just listening to it. And I was just like, oh, this is great. I get to hear the whole thing and not get interrupted by it.
Yeah. I'm like you. I love taking long drives, but I'm not a fan of traffic, even though it's probably the same amount of time. If I'm taking a 2-hour drive or if I'm stuck in traffic for a couple hours, what's the difference? It's me time, but the traffic just seems to bother me.
Yeah, because then you start getting angry
with
the bad drivers.
The number one reason why we don't get enough, like, though, that really just cuts into our me time is too much noise. This is what's stopping people from having their relaxation. Wherever you are, there's too much noise. I don't know where that would be, and that's the beauty of me losing my hearing. I take the hearing aids out, and all of a sudden, there's no noise.
Huh.
I mean, it's really amazing.
It's cool because at least you have the technology that you can put them back in so you can hear people normally.
Dude, it's like even traffic on. I never realized how loud my house is for traffic. Like, because we're not too far from a freeway entrance on 90, and so
yeah, but you're in that little cul-de-sac-y area.
No, but you can hear it. But I didn't know.
Oh,
I didn't know. I everyone kept saying how loud the place was, and I'm like, it's not that loud. What are you talking about? Then finally, I realized when I got the hearing aids, I'm like, whoa, okay, the traffic is without me. Like with the windows, it's nice. The windows block a lot of it. But if I open a window in the house, I'm hearing the cars.
Well, at least you can actually just take out those hearing aids, not worry about it.
You're right. It's so good.
not talking about like traffic or anything, but when you guys relax, you need to have it just quiet, because for me, I need to have music, the TV in the background. I need something, because if it's quiet, it makes me very uncomfortable.
My wife made fun of me when she first realized this, because I typically, by the time she gets home, I've already kind of gotten out of that whole meditative world of just wanting some silence and just chill. I put on that Soundscapes channel.
Oh, yeah.
On Comcast.
Yes.
It's just like, and so she came home one day, I was still asleep, and she's like, what are you listening to? It's all like that weird new agey.
Oh, I know that channel very well.
Is it like the rainforest? You get animals.
It's
kind
of like
birds.
A little bit of like a almost like a ED, like a slow, like trancey type of a beat underneath it.
Yeah, it's meditational.
But
it's really new agey. It's on. If you have Comcast, it's one of those music channels. Just look up Soundscapes.
Oh yeah,
and it's super so, relaxing though.
You would never expect Steve to be listening to that. I'm laughing thinking about you listening to that channel.
Right.
Yeah.
It's bad, but you know, I just want to chill, and I don't want to have wrestling on, because then if I close my eyes, I'm missing out on all the great action between like two dudes that are almost naked. And then so I try to watch like a Mariners game, and I get too hyped into it. So I'm like, okay, I want to take a nap. Soundscapes.
That's why I think it's interesting that Vicky, you're the other direction. Like, you can't relax without noise.
Yeah, like I kind of have the same thing. Like, if I'm watching something I'm excited to watch or I haven't seen before, then I can't sleep. So I can't put that on. But I've watched Friends over like a million times. So I just put that in the background. It's comforting. I feel like someone's in the house with me. And then I just...
But silence is not your friend.
No, silence just kind of makes every... Like, my ADD starts kicking and I start, like, thinking about 100 things at once. I can't turn my brain off. For some reason, just music or whatever just kind of... Okay.
I wonder what meditation would say about folks that have ADD. Because I don't know how that... Because they'll tell you got to quiet the mind with meditation, which is silence. And then you let your mind do what it does. And then you will yourself to stop having a racy mind. But if you have ADD, I wonder if that's just not easy for you like it is for someone who doesn't.
I start like bouncing my leg. If I ever had to sit down and meditate, I just start bouncing. Like I wouldn't be able to. It just, I can't do silence. It bothers me.
Silence is hard in my house because it's like, damn, Lulu. Whatever is outside, if it's quiet in our house and she just hears like somebody step on a branch. So just having anything on to distract her, it doesn't have to be super loud, but just enough to avoid.
What is it with small dogs? Why can't they chill?
They just want to be heard, bro.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's like, I would say there's something wrong with your dog, but every friggin' small dog, it's just, that was what was aggravating about our dog. It's like a big dog just knows that it's not a problem.
Yeah.
But a small dog, it's like everything's a fight.
I got stuff to say.
Yeah, it's like, oh, shut up. You're not, you know what? That thing out there is going to kill you. You're not going to be able to win. So shut up.
I would love the little dog as compared to the big dog, just because when the big dog barks, it's generally terrifying, especially if you're in a quiet house.
Then you know, like, it's a DEFCON 5. They don't bark at everything. They bark at what's truly a threat. As opposed to the little dog, like Steve says.
Those branches are threats, BJ.
Yeah, here's a squirrel. Oh, my God. He's going to break in and take everything.
Although it's funny. I hear the neighbor's little dog start barking once they hear it. It's always like a domino effect.
Oh, God.
And then you hear a dog that's like probably five houses down barking. I'm like, oh, my God. This is just an S storm.
And it's, you know what? It's worse in an apartment complex, which is why they should just forbid dogs from being in an apartment complex.
Yeah.
Oh, it's brutal down in California because, you know, all the fancy OC ladies got to have their pocket purse dogs.
Oh, yeah, those itty bitty dogs.
And as soon as one starts, like you said, Steve, it's just like a fire alarm party.
This is why we got to get, like, on board with the whole, like, micro pig trend, because pigs don't bark.
Okay.
And you can have, like, a little one in your purse.
How about we just don't have anything? How about that?
Micro pigs are cute.
They are really cute.
I don't want a micro pig. So that's... People used to call me that as a nickname.
But I hear that's not even a thing, really. Like, you should do some research on it. Like,
really?
Apparently, they're not. If they're a micro pig, they're just not being fed well. I could be wrong,
sad.
But I read that and I was like, I didn't like that when I heard that. I think I'm going to go with just a macro pig.
Oh, you mean so micro pigs aren't a thing?
Well, I don't know.
We've created them by basically just shocking them?
I've heard stories where people think they're buying, like, a little teacup or micro pig. And
I could be wrong.
It turns out they're like a 100-pound pig when they get older. They don't stay small. So there's a lot of people scamming people.
I love how the both of you, no way in your lives you're ever going to do this, but
I'm
you're both really appreciating it.
Big chat.
I just want to hold a pig.
Well, maybe. Weekend's almost here, Vicky.
Well.
So the number two thing that gives us a hard time when it comes to trying to relax and get me time is work. Probably just being because you know you can't just turn work off. And
especially when you have your email on your phone.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a bad thing. The phones and the work situation. I think jobs are getting better, or they're trying to, and I think millennials and Generation Z folks, I think, are trying to make it better, whereas, look, when my workday is done, it's done.
How about this person? For their me time, they have a huge koi pond with three waterfalls. I sit alone for hours and listen to the water and stare at my fish. It's awesome me time.
Number three is an old person's thing that more and more young people are getting into, and it's really disturbing. When I hear young people talk to me about the news, I'm like, dude, you've got to wait until you get to your 60s before you start stressing out over this. Because that's 60s, 70s, and 80s people. That's what they do. Did you see what happened today over in Libya? And it's like, I don't care what happened in Libya. I don't want people to be hurt. But what has that got to do with me? Like, that's never going to affect me right here. So what are you stressing out over this for? You sit in your dumb chair all day long and never leave your apartment. No, this is not going to be your thing.
Well, sometimes I think they refer to the news as Facebook. Like, Facebook is where a lot of people get their news. And so you get all these articles people are posting about this horrible thing and this horrible thing and another horrible thing.
Yeah, it's a brutal thing. It's like, who wants to stress out over that? And that's exactly why people can't get me time. They're doing too much stressing out.
I never got my mom, because my mom, when I was younger, she would always want to watch the news at 11, because that was just how it was. But she would watch the news and just, like, sit there and go... You know, like, really disappointed. And then she would say, this is just awful. This just breaks my heart. And I'm looking at her like...
Well, then why?
Why are we watching this?
Yeah.
We could watch The Honeymooners or something stupid. Like, there's a syndicated television show that's on.
I love that you were thrilled The Honeymooners.
Well, that was what we used
Danny
to
Danny and Vicky have no clue what that is. I love
it. Have you guys ever seen The Honeymooners?
Mm.
Oh, you're missing out.
Why was it? The pal right in the kiss? No.
It's in a moon.
Yeah.
Only reason I know, Family Guy. Pal, right in the kisser.
Yeah. See, that's the only reason she knows. Otherwise, I mean, Jackie Gleason, of course, one of the greatest comedian and stars of the generation, and they don't have no clue.
Yeah, they miss
out. Just goes to show you. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter how great you are, people are going
to
forget you.
But I never get why my mom would want to subject herself to such miserable stuff, and it was... Every night, you better change whatever you're watching. At 11 o'clock, the news goes on, so I could be depressed for the next 30 minutes.
I am so stunted because I know I don't watch the news. I'm in this business. I can't tell you the last time I watched television news.
Oh, no. Unless there's something that they tease that makes me really want to see it. Because everything, you get the news, whatever they do up there, you can watch it online.
It's sad.
At your disposal.
I just have never, I've never been interested. I get a lot of people my age telling me I should be interested in politics, and I'm not. Because I just won't fall for the scam that is politics, because it's not what everybody thinks it is. And they're telling me I'm not an adult. And I'm like, I just want to be happy. Why would I why would I watch that crap? Why would I follow politics? What's the point? I've been alive for, you know, 50 some odd years of my life, and it's the same crap. There's corruption, and people think that the other side is wrong. It's not, nothing has changed in politics, except they're just meaner. That's all.
Someone says, BJ, I'm with him. 40. I haven't watched the news in about 5 years. My father-in-law argues with me and says, I need to watch the news. I need to know what's going on. No, I don't. And if it affects me, someone will tell me.
Yeah, I think that those folks were medicated. I'll have a fight with anybody about that. You know, I don't think you need to be ensconced in the news. You really don't. You know, you can.
Yeah, I like to watch stuff that's just like, you know, it's real. It's great art, and that's professional wrestling.
Oh, of course. Yeah, no, that's
that's where I get all my information.
Mm-hmm. Now, number four on the list is something that's a sad thing, and I understand what this is, and that is people do not get enough me time because of their significant other. I will tell you that I thought, and I think it's just something that was wired into my brain, because once you get married, you're supposed to be dedicated to the spouse and spend as much time with them as you can, especially if you're working and you don't. But really, my wife never ever said, you got to spend a lot of time with me.
Mm-hmm.
And she really doesn't want to spend a lot of time with me. I mean, she likes to spend time with me, but she loves her me time. I just made up in my brain that I got to be there all the time. And a lot of times I was just miserable because I really wanted to have me time. But I'm like, oh, I got to be around her because that's what I'm supposed to do. I wonder how many spouses feel like that's what they have to do, when in reality, they would just like to go spend some time alone. If people did that, then they would be happier when they come back together.
Yeah, sometimes you need to miss each other.
Yeah. Absent, Steve.
Well, it happens. I remember in past relationships where I would always be given a hard time if I wanted to go to a concert or go to some kind of event and that they didn't want to go to. So if they didn't want to go to it, we just both didn't go. Whereas now with my wife, like, she's just like, are you okay with me not going to it? I'm like, yeah, I don't care. If you don't want to go to it, I'm not going to get upset. I don't want to bring you somewhere you don't want to go to. Are you okay with me going? And once we got past that, it's so nice.
Isn't it great?
Yeah. I mean, more often than not, I'm like, hey, this concert's coming up. Blah, blah, blah. How about we go? And she's like, maybe you should check with Ted. I bet he'd like to go with you.
Okay, then.
It's like, all right, I'll take my other wife. That's great.
Ted is.
She calls Ted my other wife.
Well, he is.
Yeah. Not wrong.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. I didn't realize you guys got married.
We did. Yeah. We got married the same day that my wife and I got married.
Oh, cool.
We all held hands.
Yeah. Steve's proposal to Ted was a lot smoother.
Well, yeah, I was less nervous around him.
You were. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one right.
How many years does a silver anniversary celebrate?
25.
Yes.
25.
Good job, buddy.
Thank you.
So you know what to do when that 25 comes around. It's silver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fire a fork?
Or maybe something jewelry-wise?
Or a fork.
Silverware.
Fork is very romantic.
Silverware.
That way you could tell.
Buying a whole set.
Yeah.
You get the knife and the teaspoon.
And she can tell you what to do with that fork. Probably involving the word yourself will be in there. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's a question from a listener. My house is currently in foreclosure. I've stopped making payments. What can I do to save my house?
If you're already in foreclosure, behind on your mortgage, you can stop the foreclosure by filing a bankruptcy. There's different types of bankruptcy. Chapter 13 can help you catch up on your house payments if you're behind. It would mean that you'd have to start making your house payments again and catch up on the amount that you're behind over 5 years. You could also take off or strip off your second mortgage, which would help you to reduce your housing payment every month, especially once you're done with the plan and done catching up on your first mortgage. We could also try to buy you some time by filing a Chapter 13 case. Filing a Chapter 13 would definitely stop your foreclosure.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.